There were also celebrations today in Vietnam. People there were marking the 35th anniversary of the communist victory over the United States, also known as the fall of Saigon. These days, you'll see communist banners in that city competing for space with corporate logos. You can find Heineken, Guinness, and a host of other foreign beers. It's a booming market that boasts an annual growth rate of 18%. U.S. beer companies are also competing for a piece of that lucrative market. David Maxson reports on how one, Miller, is trying to stand out.
It's a Miller promotional night at this beer hall in Saigon. Music booms from a PA system set up by Miller as pretty young women in tight yellow Miller dresses roam the hall. They're offering beer and giving away blackberries.
30 days, win a blackberry every night, and we're trying to encourage trial of Miller.
Sally Brophy is Miller's president of marketing in Vietnam. She notes that Miller, a working man's beer in the States, is being marketed here as a premium brand. A bottle of Miller goes for about $2 here, but you can get a local brew for less than a quarter a mug. So how can a premium-priced Miller compete? Well, Miller is also selling an image. It's American time. It's Miller time. The ad campaign features a TV commercial, in English, full of hip, young, American people having the time of their lives in what appears to be New York City. Again, Sally Brophy.
We do know from research before we brought Miller here that the American lifestyle was very aspirational to young Vietnamese. They feel more not about the glitz and the power or the freedom or even the money. It's more about the ease of life, the way people enjoy life in America.
And Miller says the campaign is working. One man here says he's fine with spending a little extra on American beer.
When I bring Miller beer, I'm thinking about America.
Which made me wonder if there's a downside to marketing America in a country where what we call the Vietnam War is known as the American War. Brophy says it's not an issue these days.
65% of Vietnamese were born after the war ended. So if you can imagine that 65% of the people don't have any memory whatsoever of the war. They've moved on, the war is in their past, and they're on to bigger and better things.
She says the campaign appeals to young, upwardly mobile Vietnamese who aspire to a more Western lifestyle. Since Miller launched the campaign about 9 months ago, Brophy says they have met their sales targets and that the Blackberry promotion was particularly popular. But the American Time campaign is only running in southern Vietnam. Brophy says Miller felt it would go over better there than in northern cities like Hanoi, the seat of the communist government. It's American Time. It's Miller Time. For the world, I'm David Maxson, Saigon. It's American
time. It's Miller time. From one U.S. beer to another.
Bud. Bud. Wines. Bud. Wines. Bud.
Who can forget that Budweiser ad with those frogs in the swamp? Well, apparently a lot of beer drinkers around the globe would rather dump Bud in a swamp than drink it. One recent online survey rated the so-called king of beers as the world's worst brew. The survey was conducted by a travel website called Titanic Awards. It also asked readers to rank the country that overall makes the world's worst beer. The U.S. is the dubious winner there. Titanic Awards says more than 2,000 people from 80 countries have taken part in the survey so far. The website is currently updating its poll. You can find the link at theworld.org.